12. He found Nicole in the garden with her arms folded high on her shoulders. She looked at him with straight gray eyes, with a child's searching wonder. "I went to Cannes," he said. "I ran into Mrs. Spears. She's leaving tomorrow. She wanted to come up and say goodbye to you, but I slew the idea. I'm sorry. I'd like to have seen her. I like her." "Who else do you think I saw?" "Bartholomew Taylor." "You didn't." "I couldn't have missed that face of his, the old experienced weasel. He was looking over the ground for Ciro's menagerie. They'll all be down next year. I suspected Mrs. Abrams was a sort of outpost." "And Baby was outraged the first summer we came here." "They don't really give a damn where they are, so I don't see why they don't stay and freeze in Deauville. Can't we start rumors about cholera or something? I told Bartholomew that some categories died off like flies here. I told him the life of a suck was as short as the life of a machine gunner in the war." "You didn't." "No, I didn't," he admitted. "He was very pleasant. It was a beautiful sight, he and I shaking hands there on the boulevard. The meeting of Sigmund Freud and Ward McAllister." Dick didn't want to talk. He wanted to be alone so that his thoughts about work and the future would overpower his thoughts of love and today. Nicole knew about it, but only darkly and tragically, hating him a little, in an animal way, yet wanting to rub against his shoulder. "The darling," Dick said lightly. He went into the house, forgetting something he wanted to do there, and then remembering it was the piano. He sat down, whistling, and played by ear. "Just picture you upon my knee, with tea for two and two for tea, and me for you, and you for me." Through the melody flowed a sudden realization that Nicole, hearing it, would guess quickly at a nostalgia for the past fortnight. He broke off with a casual chord and left the piano. It was hard to know where to go. He glanced about the house that Nicole had made, that Nicole's grandfather had paid for. He owned only his workhouse and the ground on which it stood.